Joining me now on the line, live from Orlando. I'm at his club, and he's up in Orlando at the PGA Merchandise Show. It is Bob Aldessari, the GM of the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie. Bob, good morning to you. Happy Super Bowl Sunday, buddy. I know it's not as happy for you because you're a Patriots fan, but you still got to be excited about football today.
Oh, it's a great day for football and golf, of course, but I got to say I'm rooting for the red and white team in the Super Bowl because it matches my Red Sox, so got to go with that one.
So even though you're a Patriots fan, and of course the Patriots are an American Football Conference team, you're going to go with the NFC and the Cardinals today, going with the underdog.
I hope I don't get in trouble, but yes, I'm on record for saying that. Because the Steelers are the black and gold, and my black and gold are the Boston Bruins, so you know, no love lost there, I'm sorry.
Gotcha. All right, interesting. So you heard it here first. If the Cardinals win today later on in Super Bowl 43, Bob Aldessari picked them. So if you win money on that wager, thank Bob Aldessari, GM of the PGA Golf Club. Now, Bob, I know you've been up in Orlando all weekend long for the PGA Merchandise Show 2009 edition. I've been to the show a couple of times. It's a phenomenal sight. The economy is down. We've heard for months and months that we're in a recession. The economy is down. How has that affected, if at all, this year's PGA Merchandise Show?
You know, Russ, I swear to God, there's a knowledge out there. There's a concern that the economy the way it is, but golf really weathers the storm better than, if not the best, of any sports out there. And there was a terrific turnout. The numbers might have been even with last year with the number of PGA professionals and golf industry professionals. And the word on the exhibition floor, I talked to dozens and dozens and dozens of exhibitors, and they said, it's good. We're excited. There's kind of a confident humility of golf, and we'll weather this storm. But there was a lot of excitement on the floor. There's new products. There's always excitement at the PGA Merchandise Show. And, you know, I think that you have to be very inventive. You really have to stretch the bounds of what golf's about. And we're doing that at PGA Golf Club, and overall, I think the show you'll find was a success. Maybe it's just a different time and place with the way golf is right now, but overall, I definitely say it was a very successful show.
Bob, the PGA Merchandise Show is always the venue where the equipment companies, Callaway, Titleist, TaylorMade, Ping, all the big names, you know, pretty much roll out their new equipment and their new designs. They choose that venue, and it's, you know, it's right at the beginning of the year, so it makes sense. And all the big merchandisers are in attendance from all over the United States and internationally as well. I know in 1991, 18 years ago, it was the venue for Callaway's introduction of the Big Bertha driver, which really revolutionized the state of the game. Last couple of years, I know geometric heads on drivers has been a big thing, the square heads and the triangular-shaped heads. This year, one of the big merchandise innovations has been the interchangeable shafts. I know that's been a big thing, the iMix Callaway line. I know Nike has the interchangeable shafts as well. Tell me about that technology, and then what else have you seen technology-wise that's new this year at the 09 Merchandise Show?
Well, yeah, it's a good point about the technology on the club side. TaylorMade also has the R9 that came out, and that's an adjustable head that can really, it's amazing technology. It can add loft to the club by changing the club head the way you put it on. And also, obviously, TaylorMade's always had that weighting exchange on the back. So there's a lot of companies out there. The new thing now is taking the club head, putting it on the club shaft, and Burroughs Golf came out years ago with this technology. But like anything, the big companies really can do the R&D. They've got the marketing power. So you're going to see more and more of that. They've pretty much maxed out how big the club can go, how much it can weigh, things like that. So now they're going to try to help you shape the shot better. You know, it's a green world out there, not only in golf, but in business and elsewhere. And I did see a lot of companies now trying to go for the green effort, the environmentally sound effort. And Club Car has a new adaptation on top of their golf car that it's solar powered, basically. So you can go X amount of holes or rounds or weeks with the sun is out. So there's things like that. There's always, it's amazing, new ways to the ball repair tool. Everybody's trying to find something, but we have the green repair fix tool that Danny Edwards came out with, and we're happy with that. It's just amazing that everybody will find something to latch onto, even if you think, well, everything's fine in this realm of the golf business, but the technology is really where people gravitate to. And Titleist has had a strong golf ball in the past. They're strong again. It's you walk the floor, and now the performance fabrics on the clothing, you see a lot of that out there, and you see a lot more in fitness. So it's very interesting how the show used to be just equipment only, golf club related was technology advances. Now you see it in clothing. You see it in fitness. It's all over the place.
Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, broadcasting live this morning from the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie. And I'm joined on the line by Bob Baldessari, the general manager for the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie. He is live in Orlando, Florida, as he's been at the PGA Merchandise Show all weekend long. Bob, before I let you go, obviously, great information on the Merchandise Show. And I know you've also got some great information on the PGA Golf Club. You've got a number of phenomenal promotions coming up for the month of February. The Golf is for Lovers promotion, the For the Love of Golf Under the Lights with Dennis Walters promotion coming up on Friday, February 13th. You've also got some nine-hole leagues starting up and the Nine and Dine for $39.95 promotion starting up. Give me an idea for what's going on at the PGA Golf Club in the coming weeks and what our listeners can expect.
Well, we're going to be definitely trying to value add to everything we have. We will make it worth the ride if you're coming up from West Palm Beach, Boca, the Palm City area, anywhere. We want to make sure that every golfer that comes up says, that was worth the trip. I had a great time, and it was worth the value. We're trying to do as many value-added promotions as we can, or even daily golf, and just keep analyzing our business, seeing what we're doing. I did an interview yesterday that ended up in the New York Times, which was kind of neat because it's the Russ Evans Show and then the New York Times, the two major media outlets in America, I'm sure. And it was pretty neat that they. One of the things I started this in Virginia, and we're starting it. The big push this year at the PGA Golf Club is our family golf and trying to get families out to play golf and re-educating people what golf is all about, that golf truly, Russ, can be one hole of golf. You can come out and play golf and play one hole, and you've played golf, and you don't have to think of it as 18 holes or 9 holes or anything like that. So if you want to come out with one hole, two hole, three hole, in essence, we're selling golf by the hole late in the day when the tee sheet's empty and the daylight's a little consideration, and you think, yeah, I can't even get 9 holes in. You know what? That's okay. You can come out and play 2 or 3 holes, and we have a family golf matrix. And if, Russ, you come out with your wife and 3 kids and want to play 2 holes, I have a price for that. So you will see more and more on our family golf and how we're going to try to combat some of the certainly the economic conditions out there. And birthday just running a lot more 9-hole promotions.
Bob, you are now endeared to me for the rest of your life and my life by comparing my show to the New York Times. Good stuff. Thank you so much for that incredible compliment. To learn more about the PGA Golf Club, you can call 800-800-GOLF. That's 800-800-4653, or log on to PGAVillage.com. Bob Baldessari, GM for the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie. Bob, as always, thank you so much for the time. Hopefully next time I'm here at your club, you're here with me, and we're on the course playing 18.
I look forward to that. Thanks for being friends with golfers everywhere, Russ.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. There he is, Bob Baldessari, general manager of the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, who does a phenomenal job with all the promotions here at the PGA Golf Club. The Golf is for Lovers promotion February 12th through the 15th. They've got the For Love of Golf Under the Lights with Dennis Walters on Friday, February 13th. 9-hole leagues starting up, and I want you to make sure you ask about this. They got 9-hole golf leagues starting up in February. Call 800-800-GOLF. That's 800-800-4653 to learn more about the 9-hole leagues. And when you call, mention the promo code Russ, my first name, R-U-S-S. Mention the promo code Russ when you call the PGA Golf Club asking about their 9-hole golf league starting up in the month of February. 800-800-GOLF. That's 800-800-4653.